Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Ying Yan, and I'd like to welcome you. She is the executive director of the New York Chinese Cultural Center, and we've spoken with some of your constituents in the past, but let's get to know you a little bit, because you've been with the organization now a bit over a year.
That's right.
So let's get to know you. Ying, tell us about a little bit about your background, your family, you know, growing up, what did you want to be, and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, Steve, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here to get to know about your radio station. And I am a New Yorker, but I was born in China. Came when I was very young. Grew up in Brooklyn, and ever since I've had a passion for working with the Asian community, primarily the Chinese community, because it was a little tough in Brooklyn growing up.
Yeah.
And as an adult, I feel like I want to be able to pave the way for a smoother transition for the next generation.
Where in China did your family come from?
In Guangdong.
In Guangdong, south part?
Yes, okay. Correct.
Was it a Chinese household you grew up in, or were they pretty American mainstream?
Chinese household.
Pretty Chinese.
Huh? Yes, yes, very, very much so. So as an adult, I felt that it was important for me to help the next generation to be able to bridge the gap of understanding between Western and Eastern cultures. And so I've been involved with many nonprofits over the years for that mission and for that purpose. So I'm glad to be able to join New York Chinese Cultural Center since 2016. And I've enjoyed the experience ever since.
When you were younger and going to school, what were your pursuits and where did you go to school? What kind of educational background did you come with?
Sure.
Or when you were heading off to become a person?
So I had studied, I guess in high school, I went to Stuyvesant High School. The old Stuyvesant High School on 14th Street. I'm kind of dating myself here now. And then I went on to Columbia University. So I've pretty much been a city girl, New York City girl. Mm-hmm. So then I did get my MBA at Wharton School. And I had studied psychology, hoping to work with children. Found the love of psychology and finance. I had spent quite a number of years in the finance as a portfolio manager in U.S. equities. Mm-hmm. I then had the opportunity to branch off to pursue other interests of mine later on, which was to work with children, particularly with the Asian communities again.
Well, sometimes the word finance and nonprofits don't work in the same sentence. Obviously, you have brought forward a knowledge of how money works and the need for support for the arts generally and nonprofit arts specifically. Have you found your financial underpinnings to be a worthwhile background for your position with the Cultural Center?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that I've been an entrepreneur for most of my life, and that knowledge does really help with the nonprofit world, which is a small company, if you want to call it that way, or maybe a very large company, hopefully to grow to become a very large company. The financial background I have helps me to manage the budget. As with many nonprofits, it's a lean budget. Knowing to work with clients or donors in the case of nonprofit world, and fundraising is important. Mm-hmm. So being able to stretch the dollar when it comes to donations is important. So yes, I do find that experience to be helpful.
Let's tell our listeners who may not be quite up to speed a little bit about the Cultural Center, maybe a little of the history and what your goals and general activities are day to day, year to year.
Sure, sure. The New York Chinese Cultural Center is a cultural and educational institution that's dedicated to promoting the understanding and appreciation of Chinese arts and culture, both in local communities as well as in the global landscape. And we have professional quality classes, workshops, in-school residencies to help further our mission. We do traditional Chinese dance, visual arts, specifically calligraphy, inkbrush painting, paper cutting, and also we do language, Mandarin. We do this through our School of the Arts program. We have weekend classes for both children and adults. We have our arts and education program where we go into schools to offer performances as well as after-school classes. And we have public and private engagements. Last year, we had 23 public performances and events to welcome the local as well as the broader community in the tri-state area. We do tour the country as well. So we are very active in what we do, and we try to do it at the lowest cost possible so we can reach as wide of an audience as we can.
I know over the past couple of years, your locations have changed. You've added and dropped a few venues from where you offer these things. What is your current state of physical presence?
Sure. Our weekend classes are held at 440 Studios at 440 Lafayette in Manhattan, Lafayette Street. And we are looking to branch into Queens. Hopefully later in the spring, we may launch a class in the Forest Hills area. We had tried Flushing. We do hope to return to Flushing. And we are looking into Brooklyn as well. So we really do want to build our presence throughout the New York City area, in the Brooklyn area as well as the Queens area.
Particularly when you're working with children, they need to, by necessity, stay close to home, or either or a parent has to accompany them if they have to go clear across town. So putting some little satellite areas out, I think, is very wise.
Well, yes, and we also did run Westchester as well, Westchester classes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that definitely there's interest because we do have parents driving their children in from Queens and Brooklyn, upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just try our best to run satellite classes as successfully as possible.
I think for a while you even had a New Jersey venue that you used for some events or for some classes.
Yes. We definitely do have programs in New Jersey, in Queens, in all the boroughs. We will work with schools and with cultural partners to run those events, but our own classes, right now it's in Manhattan, and we're looking to branch in Queens and Brooklyn.
So if people want to know more about the Cultural Center, what is your website address, and is there a way for people to either sign up for a newsletter or get some sort of regular update? What is your what's your outreach?
The best way would be to reach us on our website at nychineseculturalcenter.org.
nychineseculturalcenter.org. We'll say that a lot of times. And we have a link also on our website so people can click straight through. If one of our listeners or all of our listeners wanted to support the Cultural Center, what is the status in terms of making donations or membership, or what is your development profile?
Sure. We welcome all donations, no matter how small or how large. As a nonprofit, we definitely need the support and appreciate the support. Best thing to do, if you would like to donate, please do visit our website. There is a donate button there. And also feel free to reach out to me, Ying at nychineseculturalcenter.org. We welcome corporate sponsors as well and love to collaborate.
Our guest this week on Spectrum is Ying Yen. She is the executive director of the New York Chinese Cultural Center.
I do want to say that we do have year-round events. Many people think of us and engage us only around the Lunar New Year period, but we do have lots of activities, workshops and performances during the May Asian Heritage Month, as well as during the summer when children are out of school, and we have a lot of workshops then with museums throughout the city, as well as the Mid-Autumn Festival in the fall. So yes, we do have a lot of activities throughout the year. And book us for an engagement. Come join us for a class.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and stopping by China America Radio. And we'll get together again real soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.